Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't judge anyone who doesn't want to have kids unless you use one particular reasoning.
Okay.
For why you don't want them.
One reason?
One particular reason in general.
Okay.
By the way, if you missed that keyword, text in for your chance at $1,000. The word is total, T-O-T-A-L. Text it into 72881 right now for $1,000 to pay your bills. So in the feed last hour, we brought up how the U.S. birth rate is the lowest since 1986.
Wow.
And 2018 was the fourth straight year that the birth rate has fallen. And it was kind of a shock to a lot of people because of the fact that the economy is doing better now.
Right.
That would lead to more births.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious the biggest reason why people say they don't want kids.
Yeah.
So I threw a poll up on Facebook, threw a question up on Facebook. And again, those experts that thought it was strange that there wasn't kind of a birth boom because the economy is better.
Yeah.
Are kind of on the money because money was the biggest reason why people didn't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't afford them, didn't want to afford them, wanted to get their career, you know, on the right track, which completely acceptable.
Sure.
Totally reasonable. But coming in at number two is one of the saddest justifications for why you don't want to have kids. And I think it's a complete and total cop out. I don't want to raise a child in this world. Saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of that. And again, I don't judge people that don't want to have kids.
Yeah.
But if you're saying, I don't want to raise a child in this world, I think that first, that's a cop out. And there's probably other reasons.
Yeah.
And let's just be honest about them. You don't want the responsibility. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. That's acceptable. But I don't want to raise a child in this world is terrible.
Well, the world, I mean, let's be real. Like, the world has never been an idyllic place. There have always been wars and problems and bloodshed and, you know, horrible things happening, atrocities happening.
So, absolutely.
So it's not like in 2019, things might be bad in a different way than they were
right.
500 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago.
It's a DEFCON of, all right, this is how bad the world can be before I don't want to have children in it.
Right,
like
right.
That doesn't exist. And again, we have this conversation a lot about how, is it really a lot worse now than it has been, or is it just that information travels so much faster?
Definitely that information travels faster.
We are so much more aware of those bad things that happen. So,
I mean, think about if social media had existed during the Crusades.
Right, seriously.
Or the Black Plague.
Absolutely. I don't know. Just saying it, I don't want to raise a child in this world seems like waving a white flag. You're mm-hmm. surrendering on behalf of society. And I think it's the wrong mindset to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think about this. If you think you're a good person, and if you think that, well, you know, if I had kids, I could raise them to be great people too.
Yeah.
That's how society gets better.
Yeah.
It's not just throwing in the towel and giving up and saying, oh, I just can't raise a child in this society. No. Raise a child.
Yeah.
Make that child a great person, a kind person, an honest person, a hardworking person, and they can be part of the solution
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just letting the problem continue.
Yeah.
It's a cowardly thing to say.
Well, Pete is weighing in on Facebook. He says, I cannot believe all the negative comments on here about not wanting children. Okay, this world is probably not ideal, but is what we as parents make it.
Yes, and absolutely.
That's like what you're saying.
Absolutely.
You know? I it's funny. Like, so I definitely do want kids at some point in the, you know, not like so distant future.
Your five-year plan, right?
Five-year plan, sure. Maybe closer to the five-year mark mm-hmm. versus sooner. But when I've thought about, you know, whether or not I want kids, it's never money. It's never like career. It's honestly like the biggest thing is like, what if I'm not a good mom?
And like, that's an honest thing to think. Yeah. And honestly, every parent thinks that. And that's
what if I mess up my kid?
Absolutely. Everyone
like,
thinks
that's
that.
That's the kind of stuff that for me, but I'm, you know, I'm still going to do it because I'm selfish and I want children and I want that love.
But that's being honest, right?
Yeah,
you could easily just be like, well, you see that law that was put into effect recently?
Yeah.
I don't want to raise children in this world.
Right.
Cop out. It's a cop out and it's sad. And the fact that many people were saying it
Yeah.
It was really disappointing to me.
Yeah, it is.
And I was hoping that wasn't going to be the case, but part of me was like, yeah, that's probably going to be the case.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people saying money. A lot of people.
I get that. And I get that. Kids are expensive, okay?
I mean,
you look at the college, just college. If you think you're going to send your kid to college, that right there is a massive check you're going to have to write out, mm-hmm. you know? And again, how many times do we see these stories that come out that, well, now here's the average it's going to cost, you know, per child. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And, you know, it is a little crazy, but... You know, this is how society keeps going.
Yeah.
So, fine. If it's money, if it's responsibility, not a problem.
Yeah, and if you think it ends at 18, it doesn't. My parents have spent like 200 grand since I graduated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.